Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump was asked Thursday about Russia's concessions towards Ukraine. He said that Russia not taking over all of Ukraine was a pretty big concession as his administration tries to bring an end to the fighting, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
The president's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, is back in Russia. We are told he will be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. But again, this comes as Russia continues their aggression and their attacks against Ukraine.
Russia carried out more overnight strikes on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. More than 120,000 people filed past Pope Francis in St. Peter's Basilica ahead of his funeral tomorrow that the mayor of Rome says is expected to attract more than 200,000 people. Luigi Mangione due in court today for an arraignment in last year's killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City. Mangione expected to plead not guilty. Federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty if he's convicted. This is ABC News. George Santos will be sentenced today. The former New York congressman pleaded guilty to what federal prosecutors called a long-running con of lies, fake donors, and stolen documents. They want the Republican sentenced to 7 years in prison. His lawyers say he should only serve 2 years. Also in New York today, Luigi Mangione expected to plead not guilty in connection with last year's killing of United Healthcare CEO in New York City. Federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty. The number two Democrat in the Senate, Dick Durbin of Illinois, announced Wednesday he will not seek re-election. Thursday, he elaborated on why.
I love this job. I think it's a terrific job. But I also know reality. There comes a point in your career when the torch is supposed to be passed, and I've reached that point.
Thousands of people gathering in New Mexico, the Gathering of Nations Festival beginning today. Organizers call it the largest powwow in North America. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Thursday, May 1st at noon, the Price County Highway Department has announced that the seasonal weight limits on all Price County highways will be expiring. Weight limit restrictions will remain in place for County Highway D, Schwamigan Drive to Stavler Road. This notice only applies to county highways, and they advise that you please contact the maintaining municipality for information regarding other weight restrictions. Also on Thursday, May 1st, at noon, Ashland County has announced that they will be lifting their seasonal weight limits as well. Once again, Thursday, May 1st, at noon, both Price County and Ashland County will be lifting their seasonal weight limits on all county highways. Saturday, May 3rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. over at Neighborly Bar, Hooves of Joy is hosting a Derby Day fundraiser. This will feature a basket raffle, drink specials, hourly drawings, a chance to win a flat top griddle, a chance to win a 4-day, 3-night getaway, a derby hat contest, cash prizes, derby trivia, and a chance to win a horse or $10,000. The basket raffle will be held before the race, so they invite you to stop on down early and get your tickets, and the winning ticket for the horse or $10,000 will be drawn immediately following the race. Need not be present to win. Once again, this is taking place May 3rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. over at Neighborly Bar. Democrats are introducing a bill that would codify abortion rights in Wisconsin. Savannah Tomey Olson has the details.
The Abortion Rights Restoration Act would repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban and eliminate required ultrasounds and a 24-hour waiting period. Other states like Minnesota and Colorado have gotten their own old abortion laws off the books after the Dobbs decision, which repealed Roe v. Wade at the federal level. Tanya Atkinson, CEO of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin.
This bill is about protecting a person's ability to decide for herself what kind of reproductive health care is needed. This bill is about protecting healthcare professionals from criminal punishments.
Dr. Ashlyn Brown says the bill would also get rid of the information healthcare providers are required to give to patients that's dictated by lawmakers and isn't backed up by evidence.
Restrictions forcing physicians like me to read a script riddled with medically inaccurate information, scare tactics, and frankly biased language about the abortion care that they need is not evidence-based medicine. There is no other type of healthcare where patients are questioned extensively, given biased information, and forced to wait when they know what is right for them.
In a Republican-controlled legislature, the measure is unlikely to pass. Senator Kelda Royce.
20 years ago, we had Republicans that were pro-choice. It would be, I think, better if more Republican politicians actually reflected the Republican electorate, which has plenty of pro-choice Republicans.
Legislative Republicans didn't immediately offer a response to the bill. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is currently considering the state's 1849 abortion ban. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Brian Noel Ketz, age 62 of Park Falls, died at his home on April 18th. He is survived by four children, Julie Doss, Emily Clemens, James Ketz, and by Elizabeth Shreen. Further survived by 10 grandchildren and by four siblings, Cheryl Hallwax, Warren Butch Ketz Jr., by Renee Furman, and by Michael Ketz, and further survived by his many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Brian Noel Ketz, age 62, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers finally take a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the NFL Draft. The Packers used the 23rd pick overall to select a wide receiver. Matthew Golden, 6 foot even, 195 pounds, out of Texas.
You know, definitely a lot of emotions, man. It all go back to, you know, wanting to be drafted in the first round. And, you know, I knew it was an opportunity, each team. You know, when the Packers came, you know, I had a feeling, like I said, that they was going to come get me. And, you know, once I got the call, I answered, and they told me they was picking me, man. So it was a lot of excitement.
GM Brian Gutekunst on the decision to finally take a wide receiver in the first round in 23 years.
Obviously, he's a very gifted athlete, gifted football player, but he's also just wired exactly how we want our guys in the locker room, and I think he's going to fit in really well.
The draft continues tonight. Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis to open a three-game weekend series. NBA playoffs, Game 3 of the Bucks and the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, some scores from last night. Baseball, it was Schwamigan dropping Drummond 11-1 in non-conference action. Softball, Phillips edges Hurley 7-6. Mellon was a winner over Gogebic out of Michigan 12-0 yesterday. The Lakeland softball team beats Rhinelander 1-0, and the Medford softball team tops Northland Pines 17-0. Girls soccer, Lakeland 7 and Mosinee nothing. Lots of action going on today. The Phillips and Shawamigan track teams, they will travel to Spencer for an outdoor invitational today. The Shawamigan baseball and softball teams will host Auburndale at the Park Falls Athletic Complex, both games at 4:45 today. The baseball team of Wausau Newman Catholic will be in Phillips, as will the softball. So baseball and softball in Phillips this afternoon, 4:45. The girls' soccer team of Phillips will travel to Three Lakes. The Prentice track team will be in action at Stanley Boyd. And the baseball team of Marathon will travel to Prentice, all in local action today. Northwoods
weather. Mostly cloudy this morning, gradually clearing by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 50s with wind out of the north at around 10 to 20. Tonight clear with a low around 30. Tomorrow sunshine, low 60s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38. 98 Q
Country. I used to be a teacher in San Antonio, Texas. I used to teach 8th grade English. That's 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. It was a great time. Kids these days, I think they're getting smarter. They're a little different. They're getting smarter, but you know what? Take away their calculators. They can't do math. When did math become magic, people? I went to the store and I bought something with cash. It was $7.53. So I gave him a 20, two ones, and 53 cents. The kid goes, "You're giving me too much money." He's giving it back. He got kind of indignant. Giving me back the money. Take this $2. I don't need it. And I said, "Put it in your machine and watch what happens." When he did, he looked at me like this. I felt like Chris Angel's mother. I just wanted to levitate and float away. Those of you who don't know what I got $15 even back. That's what I did.
Oh, it's Casual Friday.
Is this Casual Friday or a hobo convention? I'm looking in your direction, sweatpants.
Damn it, Meredith, where are your panties?
It's Casual Day.
What are you doing Casual Friday?
Well, we just come into our work, but we dress casual.
I don't like it.
The Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward, quarterback, Miami.
Hell right, everybody's throwing down on a Friday night somewhere in America. There's a bottle to burn and a fire to light. You ain't done nothing if you did it halfway. If you're gonna raise hell, then you better damn raise hell right. Hell right.
Productivity is important, but how can I be productive if I have this one little thing in my brain, and that one little thing is a soft pretzel?
These pretzels are making me thirsty!
It's Arbor Day? The main idea of Arbor Day is that of conservation.
Save the trees!
I think that I shall never see a point lovely as a tree.
Attention, please.
The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
She said, "I seen you in here before." I said, "I've been here a time or two." She said, "Hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face." I said, "Girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was." I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big bad biker man. I heard David yell across the room, "Hey buddy, how about a helping hand?" I said, "Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you want to fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. God bless Texas.
God. West Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Joel Karnick in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98 Q Country.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, pour in your heart with some good. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. Guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains. Hole in your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Morgan Wallen and Ernest T. at 98. Sounds like a character from the Andy Griffith Show, doesn't it? Ernest T. 98Q Country. The other guy used to run around the Andy Griffith Mayberry, a guy who was just kind of crazy throwing rocks and all that stuff. Ernest T. Ernest T. That was his name, actually, right? Maybe that's who they named him after. How you doing? It's a Friday. It is the 25th day of April. This is it for the, this is the last Friday here in the month of April, and I hope your weekend has some good plans for it. Today, probably not great. We're not giving up on it. Glimpses of sun here and there. Might turn out all right. Tomorrow is going to be probably the best day of the weekend, with temperatures up into the 60s, and Sunday might provide a little bit cooler, a little bit of rain shower activity possibly. Well, did you watch the draft last night? It was fun. It was fun. Even as a fan, you know what I'm a fan of. Even as a fan of the purple, that was special. That was special. And I have to admit that the first part of it, all the picks are just kind of like, It kind of, the intro to it, the bringing the bikes. Okay, so they kick off the draft, and they have a whole bunch of former Packer players on bikes riding up the tunnel, coming out onto the stage, Packer tradition at their training camp and stuff. And that was good. I thought that was good. The verbal intro itself, I thought, lacked a lot. The Clay Matthews thing about getting a text from Trump, and that was all right. I don't know. It was In my mind, I see if you script it out, I'm just like, okay, that should be good. But then when he did it, it just didn't land right. And then I thought to myself, they had a lot of great Packer former. They had Amon Green up there and others. And I thought to myself, could they have done better? Where's Woodson? Where's Donald Driver? Where's Brett Favre? I know Favre has had, of course, a few issues in the press and stuff with things that have been going on with him. But for me, not to have Brett Favre there. Did I miss it? Did I miss that he was or wasn't there? Maybe I missed it. But not to have him on stage and at least saying something, I think they missed that. And I know what the NFL is probably saying. They're probably saying, well, you know, he left on weird terms and, he's had some shaky things going on. But I think he needed to be there. I think they were, and not to diss the people who were on stage, because that was fine. They were quality players, quality people, but I think they could have done better with the players at the beginning. That's really my only criticism, because goodness gracious sakes. But Mark Murphy, let's listen to this here. Our guy Mike Clemens was there. He'll join us at 8:15 from Lambeau Field. But let's listen in on that again here. Okay. Hang on. It'll go. Hang on.
Please give it up for first team All-Pro, Pro Bowler, two-time Super Bowl champion, and Packers president and CEO, Mark Murphy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Roger. How about this atmosphere? Isn't it unbelievable? Roger, thank you and the NFL for bringing the draft here to Green Bay for the best draft in the history of the NFL. Right here.
All right, so that was Mark Murphy, kind of the pre-intro to his thing. Mark Murphy, I had a chance to meet him many years ago when I first started working here. The Packer Tour came through here. He came in, did an interview with us, and he actually recorded some stuff for us, which got lost over the years. But from that point forward, I always thought Mark Murphy was kind of one of us, kind of just that guy. He could be sitting at the cafe, with his friends having breakfast, and you wouldn't bat an eye. He just kind of seemed like that kind of a guy. So it went on. Who is this? Oh, let's just play this. See what it is.
So given the moment, given that it's here,
Gutekunst,
the drought, is there any even consideration of, wow, this is significant to finally take a receiver in the first round?
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced. So it is what it is. No.
Gutekunst talking about the pick. For the Packers, so I think this is the clip right here we want, I think.
With a 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, wide receiver.
The party begins. And the party in Green Bay began right there. See, it's all in the presentation and the way that Mark Murphy presented that by setting the stage, by saying for the first time since 2003, as soon as he said that, he didn't even have to say it. He said it without saying it, and that's great theater right there. And then it was just a matter of who is it? Who is it? Everybody, people kind of had an idea of who it was going to be. And Matthew Golden, he seemed to be dressed for the occasion. It's like he knew. The name Golden with the green and gold. And it just from hearing him, this is, I think, was right after, I believe, with Matthew Golden. Let's listen to this here.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. And to know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, it's truly a blessing.
And he comes from a tougher background. He talked right away about his mom. Here, let's listen to this one here.
You know, definitely a lot of emotions, man. It all go back to, wanting to be drafted in the first round. And, I knew it was an opportunity each team. When the Packers came, I had a feeling, like I said, that they was going to come get me. And, once I got the car, I answered, and they told me they was picking me, man. So it was a lot of excitement.
All right. So do I have another Matthew Golden? No, it's good accounts. But it seems like when they talked to him right afterwards, the lady who was doing the interviewing on stage, he talked about his mom. He talked about wanting to help his mom. And he comes from an upbringing that was very challenging. And it just it sounds like he's, from the very start, this could change, but it looks like he's a very humble young man. And obviously, from looking at some of the clips, very talented. This could be exciting for the Packers. That atmosphere, that right there. I was watching, I was kind of going back, and I'll be honest with you, I was going back and forth between the draft and watching the Minnesota Wild hockey game last night, because the draft was just like, yawn, a couple picks shifting here and there, nothing much going. Then when it got to the Packer pick, when that was done, I was just like, okay, that was good. That was worth it. That was worth it. And then, of course, right after that, the Viking pick comes up. So then the boos start. Here's what I don't get about the NFL draft. Why are we booing the commissioner? I know it's kind of a tradition that no matter who it is and who the NFL commissioner is, as soon as he walks on stage to kick off the draft at 7 o'clock on draft night, everybody boos the commissioner. And then the commissioner looks at everybody and goes, really? And just kind of like, this is the most popular sport in the world. You guys love this sport. And just because I'm the commissioner, you're going to boo me. You have no reason. It's just a kind of a tradition for people to boo the commissioner. And I think the commissioner kind of looks at it that way. He just kind of looks at everybody like, all right, I guess this is just what we do. We just boo the guy in charge, and then we don't really have a reason for it. So that part of it, if you were there and you booed the commissioner, shame on you. I mean, what are you doing? They're doing all right. All right. They're doing okay. I don't think we need to be doing that. So the whole Clay Matthews thing to kick off, that was you can have your opinion on that if you want. You can have it. I'll have mine. And the how about this Travis Hunter guy who got taken second? I mean, it's been very clear that he wants to play both ways. He wants to play on both sides of the football, which in modern day NFL is really, really hard. But he was drafted by, was it Jacksonville? And then he indicated afterwards, they asked him, did you have any communication with them? Did you know that you were going to be drafted by them? And he said that he had no contact with that team other than a tryout with the Jaguars, which is kind of weird, because it's obvious that Travis Hunter wants to play both ways. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, you think, unless they're going to let him. Just the logistics of learning each week's game plan would be so overwhelming. It's overwhelming at one position, but to be at two. I could see where Travis Hunter will be used on one side of the ball and maybe a little bit on the other to start with, maybe situational here or there with basic coverage. But to expect a player in the NFL, not only knowledge-wise, but physically, to be able to handle playing all plays of a game is unrealistic. It's not going to end well. So a fun day of the first day of the NFL draft. Gray and Joel yesterday correctly told you that Shedeur Sanders would not go in the first round. Well, we said if Pittsburgh didn't take him, he wasn't going to go. So he'll go in the second round. So he will be grabbed there. There was no moves made as far as there was really no significant. Two quarterbacks went in the first round. We knew that the Cam Ward guy was going to go with the first pick. And then this Dart guy, this Jackson Dart, goes a little bit later on. So a fun NFL draft, and maybe some of you are headed over to Green Bay today, tomorrow. Today, tomorrow will be fun days because, rounds 2 through 5, it's one of those things, if you're there, you're just like, when are the Packers going to pick? We want to be kind of around there when the Packers pick. All right, probably going to be like an hour. All right, let's go get something to eat. And then it's going to be more of a day and an event than it was last night, where you were just there. You saw the crowds that were there last night. Just very, very cool setting at storied Lambeau Field. We've got Brewer baseball for you this weekend. They stumbled last night. That was an ugly ending to the game, missing that little line drive in left field, and that did not end well. The Brewers are starting to show a little bit of their inexperience fielding-wise. Murphy will get them straightened out here. He'll get them going. So they're going to be in St. Louis this weekend. We got a 7:15 first pitch tonight. And then tomorrow we got a 1:15 first pitch, and same thing on Sunday, a 1:15 first pitch. Brewers in St. Louis taking on the Cardinals, and we'll have all three games for you this weekend right here. Mike Clemens will join us from Green Bay, from Lambeau Field probably. He was there last night. All those clips you heard, that was him recording those. He'll join us to talk the draft at 8:15 here this morning. Twice an hour news and sports. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump was asked Thursday about Russia's concessions towards Ukraine. He said that Russia not taking over all of Ukraine was a pretty big concession as his administration tries to bring an end to the fighting, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
The president's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, is back in Russia. We are told he will be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. But again, this comes as Russia continues their aggression and their attacks against Ukraine.
Russia carried out more overnight strikes on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. More than 120,000 people filed past Pope Francis in St. Peter's Basilica ahead of his funeral tomorrow that the mayor of Rome says is expected to attract more than 200,000 people. Luigi Mangione due in court today for an arraignment in last year's killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City. Mangione expected to plead not guilty. Federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty if he's convicted. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Please remember that it is Wisconsin state law that you must stop for a school bus. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's website, a vehicle approaching a stopped school bus with its flashing red warning lights activated must stop not less than 20 feet from the bus and remain stopped until the bus continues motion, or the operator turns the warning lights off. Failure to do so could result in a fine between $500 and $1,000. Please remember to pay attention as you're driving, and that your increased vigilance could help prevent a tragedy. May 10th, beginning at noon at Bobbers on the Lake, there's a benefit to support Bobby in her fight with cancer. There's going to be 50-50 drawings, basket raffles, karaoke, food, and refreshments. If you cannot attend but would still like to help, donations can be made at Double D's in Butternut or Mary Cassidy's in Fifield. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 10th, beginning at noon over at Bobbers on the Lake. The weather is warming up, and soon we'll be seeing more ticks. They're already active, and Marshfield Clinic Research Institute is asking you to mail them in. Here's Melissa Kay.
This is the second year of the Tick Inventory via Citizen Science, a.k.a. TICS. This is an effort to identify the ticks that are being found in Wisconsin. Researchers will use the information to assess the risks of encountering a tick-borne disease, also who is being exposed and diagnosed with these tick-borne diseases. Last year, over 6,000 ticks were sent in from nearly every county in Wisconsin. More than 70% were the American dogwood tick, and most of the rest were the deer or black-legged tick. Deer ticks have a greater likelihood of carrying illnesses like Lyme disease. Their smaller size increases the difficulty of finding them and the importance of checking for ticks after being in wooded or brushy areas. The Lone Star tick has also been found, as well as the brown dog ticks. Previously, these ticks were found in warmer climates, but are now being spotted here. They spread diseases such as Alpha-Gal syndrome, also known as the meat allergy, and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. You can request your tick collection kit by emailing tics@marshfieldclinic.org or by calling 715-389-7796.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers finally take a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the NFL Draft. The Packers used the 23rd pick overall to select a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, 6 foot even, 195 pounds, out of Texas.
You know, definitely a lot of emotions, man. You know, it all go back to, you know, wanting to be drafted in the first round. And, you know, I knew it was an opportunity each team. You know, when the Packers came, you know, I had a feeling, like I said, that they was going to come get me. And, you know, once I got the call, I answered, and they told me they was picking me, man. So it was a lot of excitement.
GM Brian Gutekunst on the decision to finally take a wide receiver in the first round in 23 years.
Obviously, he's a very gifted athlete, gifted football player.
But he's also just wired exactly how we want our guys in the locker room, and I think he's going to fit in really well.
The draft continues tonight. Baseball. The Brewers in St. Louis to open a three-game weekend series. NBA playoffs. Game three of the Bucks and the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, a couple of games last night. Shawamigan baseball topped Drummond non-conference 11-1. Softball, it was Phillips topping Hurley 7-6. Mellon gets a win over Golgivik out of Michigan 12-0 last night. Lakeland topped Rhinelander 1-0, and it was Medford topping Northland Pines 17-0. And in soccer action, Lakeland topped Mosinee last night 7-0. Lots of action going on tonight. Phillips and Shawamigan track will both be down Spencer for an outdoor meet today. Shawamigan baseball and softball will host Auburndale today. Phillips baseball and softball will play host to Newman Catholic. All those games 4:45 in Phillips and Park Falls today. Girls soccer team of Phillips travels to Three Lakes. The Prentice track and field team will be at Stanley Boyd. And the Prentice boys baseball team will host Marathon coming up today. Prentice golf team rated number 4 in the state in Division 3. They went to Medford for the invite yesterday. They took second, team score of 329 for the Medford Invitational at the Black River Golf Course. As Noah Miller, Noah Millicamps, I'm sorry, scored a 78, and Elijah Harding scored a 79. And each medaled for the Prentice golf team yesterday. We have some exciting new events going on at Wheelway and Fifield. And Pete, nice enough to join us. Hey, we have an exciting month of, I tell you what, March was so much fun with that cash grab. But we've got some really good stuff coming up. We're going to team up with Catkins, I understand, here in the month of April, right?
Absolutely. A lot of good things happening for the month of April. We're going to team up with Catkins. We're going to be a drop-off site. If there's any pet food that you have or any supplies, come on down. We have a tub there right when you open the door. You can put all your stuff right there.
And a donation will be made from every vehicle purchased in the month of April, and we have a little rotating Viv the dog discount going on this month too, right?
Well, not the live dog, Viv, okay? But we have a stuffed animal that looks like Viv. Annie, make sure you're driving a lot to see exactly where Viv's at. You get $500 off the purchase of that vehicle.
All right. If Viv is in the car, you get $500 off. Great low-mileage vehicles. The lot is jam-packed there with whatever vehicle they're looking for, from the smallest to the big truck, right, Pete?
Joel, we don't have a better selection than right now. 3/4 tons, half tons, minivans, SUVs, cars. Right now, spring is coming up. Make sure you check our website at wheelwayautos.com and make sure you take advantage of these great savings. Every vehicle is priced to sell. Give us a call, 762-2467. And I'm going to 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. And Joel, give to a great organization of Catkins for the month of April.
When your heating, ventilation, or air conditioning system needs attention, trust the experts at Hanson's HVAC, your local Armstrong and Mitsubishi Diamond dealer. They're your neighborhood professionals, providing reliable solutions for your home comfort needs that will improve your air quality, repairing or replacing furnaces, and installing top-of-the-line air conditioning units for year-round comfort. Hanson HVAC is your Armstrong and Mitsubishi Diamond dealer, here for you today, tomorrow, and in the future. Locations in Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
To all who have worn the uniform, thank you. Your courage, service, and sacrifice protect the freedoms we enjoy every day. Today we honor you. This tribute is proudly brought to you by Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland. From cozy sectionals and recliners to Amish craftsmanship, Up North style furniture, and two-sided mattresses, they have quality pieces for every room. Visit today and bring home comfort and style from a name you can trust. Shawamigan Home Furnishings.
Mostly cloudy this morning, gradually clearing by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 50s with wind out of the north at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear with a low around 30. Tomorrow, sunshine, low 60s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
98Q Country.
Way home from Candletop, been 2 weeks gone, and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, "Hi, what's doing?" Wolo said, "Sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt." He said, "I'm your best friend, and you know that's right. But your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red, and he said, boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. Walking on home, 'cause he didn't live far, you see. And he didn't have many friends, and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for do it. The judge said guilty on a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile, and said supper's waiting at home and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to know. The judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town. That's one body that'll never be found. You see, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun.
Time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98 Q Country.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy. I'm a fist fight, kinda county light, kinda cold beer, little hat down, little John Deere. I kinda give a damn, I kinda don't care. You see the girl standing right there, she loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby, she's my cool, she's my crazy, she's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl, I'm turning up the tin, girl. She could have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She likes my t-shirt, she likes my old boots, likes to slow dance to some old school. She'd take a full moon, a world of
those city nights, and I ain't scared to get all up in them bright lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stick it up. I guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up the 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. I'm a rock star, she ain't gon' ever lose a small town boy like me. I'm a ride or die, baby, I'm a cool, I'm a crazy, I'm a laid back in the front seat. I'm so with you till the end, girl, it's turning up the 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby, she's my cool, she's my crazy, she's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl, I'm turning up the 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. Yeah, she loves a small town boy.
Small Town Boy, 98Q Country with Dustin Lynch. Hope you are well on this Friday, the 25th of April. It is Arbor Day today. It is Arbor Day. So do what you got to do. Yesterday, my wife and I did a little reconstructing of a stair, of a steps. You know, sometimes there's just things that you let go, and finally you get to it, and we attacked it, and we're both going to pay for it now today, the back and the legs and stuff like that. But so we stuck our, well, what I'm saying is we put our hands in the dirt, and I consider that to be Arbor Day-ish. I know we didn't plant a tree, but we got enough trees on there. So Arbor Day today. I had an Arbor Day joke, but I thought of one, but I think it was a corny one. So I couldn't tell it. Did you get it? Acorn. All right. Miami quarterback Cam Ward, number one pick in the draft yesterday. Electrifying atmosphere at Lambeau Field last night. Is it just because it's Wisconsin and we're just kind of feeling the love here? But I thought it was so good. I thought Mark Murphy should get an Academy Award. He should get some kind of an award for his presentation on stage. It was something else. And he, of course, is wrapping it up now. What, he's got another year or so, or this year? He's going to be retiring, so that had to have been very special for him to go out in that way with the draft. And the Packers got themselves a wide receiver. Excitement abounds. Who knows where it'll go? You just never know. But you enjoy the excitement. I appreciate, and I really enjoy the excitement that these young men have in their families, because for so many of them, it means the world. I mean, could you imagine all of a sudden someone says, you know what, we want to pay you several million dollars to come work for us. And you're like, oh, cool. And that's basically what it is. It's just a cool atmosphere. And it took like 2 weeks to get all that set up there at Lambeau Field. Just incredible for them to create that village and all the little war rooms in the back. They're not only the war rooms where the teams each have their own area, but then there's the sections where the families have their own area and stuff. Just, oh, the NFL has just so much money. They don't know what to, they do know what to do with it, but it was a cool atmosphere. Well done by the NFL. Day two of the NFL. Yeah, they're still continuing the draft. I know a lot of people won't be paying attention, But this is where you win it right here. You know, rounds 2, 3, 4, 5. So the NFL draft will continue today and tomorrow in Green Bay.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting UCNorthernWisconsin.com.
Stormy Cromer is a name associated with high quality made in the USA apparel for men, women, children, and even the family dog. Stormy Cromer hats are a very recognizable fashion statement all across the upper Midwest. But Stormy Cromer is so much more. From flannel shirts to vests to jackets and ponchos, Stormy Cromer is the epitome of up north style and function. Made in Ironwood, Michigan, so you don't have to worry about those tariffs. Stop in and check out the great selection of Stormy Cromer apparel at Bader Sports Center, Lake Avenue, Phillips. Home, auto, and life insurance. Keeping track of it all can feel overwhelming. That's why Forward Insurance makes it simple with bundled insurance options designed to save you time and money. With one point of contact and personalized coverage, you'll get the peace of mind you need without the stress. Insurance made simple. Call Forward Insurance today to get started, helping you protect what matters most. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. May lose value, not insured by any government agency, not a deposit.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a crew tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Country.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT. Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
98Q Country.
Step off the bus, shake off the where you came from dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street, sign some is Nashville, Tennessee. But I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend no strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it. In this crazy town, pay your dues and you play for free, and you pray for a honky-tonk destiny. You cut your teeth in the smoky bars and live off the tips from a pickle jar. To find a cool new sound, and you smile. All the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town. One year they repossess your truck, and the next you make a couple million bucks. It's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody please, everybody.